The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.
Davey Murray in the hot seat, and I'm chatting with Mr. Brenton Knight, the president of the Rutu Maxi Taxi Association. Good afternoon, Mr. Knight, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and welcome to our studios.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. Good afternoon to Trinidad and Tobago. Good afternoon to all the commuters and the operators, Maxi Taxi drivers, and Trinidad and Tobago at large.
I had to say good afternoon to all the Maxi Taxi drivers, of course, on the Route 2 Maxi Taxi Association. I don't know how many of them listening, but good afternoon to you, especially Frosty, Joel, and the team. All right, so we're talking security this afternoon and safety of our Maxi Taxi operators in light of what we've seen happening within recent days in terms of a TT rideshare driver losing his life, and not just a TT rideshare driver, but we also seeing other persons going out there, plying their cars for hire and losing. What are your concerns, Mr. Knights?
Well, obviously, like any other citizen in Trinidad and Tobago, the crime is of concern to every citizen and all walks of life. We can't shook away from that because we're in a situation where we just came off a weekend there where the murders were about 15.
17.
It's called for concern.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's gone to 17. There's a cause for concern.
Mm-hmm.
And if you live in here and that doesn't trouble you and worry you, well, then something, probably you have something special in you.
You know, I want to ask you a question. When I look at the priority bus route, for example, where you guys ply your trade for hire, and we look at the laws, the traffic laws that governs that piece, that stretch of roadway, it seems to me like there's more focus on trying to catch people who not supposed to be there, as opposed to the legal persons that are there and providing security for them. How often are we seeing patrols that are there to assist Maxi Taxi operators on the route?
No, I let me be frank. You go down this line of questioning, and probably I just want to ask, you have a crystal ball?
No, I don't. Unfortunately.
Because we had a situation just recently where a certain unit was formalized to assist the Maxi Taxis on the priority bus route. And we engaged in them asking for assistance in certain areas. And the response that we got was not very favorable. And a matter of fact, we have a situation that we have to be dealing with presently right now. I want to comment on
that
too much.
Wait.
Like you going down the line in terms that you probably have a crystal ball, or probably use probably one of the few citizens who really see what we are speaking about in terms of the safety and the security for the Maxi Taxi drivers on the route, and by extension, Trinidad and Tobago, who provide a human service to this country 24/7.
You know, I wanted, when I thought about this conversation we was going to have this afternoon, I started to wonder to myself, what are some of the things that we can do to protect Maxi Taxi operators that ply their trade for hire? We have situations where people are boarding these Maxi Taxis and mid-route pulling out firearms and robbing everybody. The drivers and them here trying to make a dollar. You can't be selective because you don't know who is who. There are certain places, certain individuals as a taxi operator, you may look at them and you judge them immediately and you don't want to pick them up. And then you may pick up others who you think, okay, then you have your quota to meet, your families to mind. In some instances, the Maxi Taxi owners waiting on the dust at home for you to come in with. And you can't come short because it's tribulation. But for me, I was wondering in my mind, what could be done? How can we assist these operators? One, they're supposed to be in a situation where, I don't know, if we can press a panic button that alerts these patrol transit police, who I like to call bus route security officers, because that's all they seem to do. You understand? You know? And that I am wondering what technology we could use, Mr. Knight, so that all the Maxi Taxi operators that you have in your purview under your administration that you are overseeing, that anybody at any point in time could activate this thing if they are in trouble. Because when I look at what the bus route officers on the priority bus route, they are currently doing, they use it to bring bodies murder victims from one place to the next? Did they fly down the bus route to get to the forensics? And then they hold strategic roadblocks. And it's not about security. You know, you stop a maxi and you body maxi, but you're looking at for suspected individuals. You're stopping the driver to ask the driver if he passed good, and that is what you're on. So I'm not getting a sense of security being provided for you operators. I don't know. I keep thinking off the top of my dome, what can we do to help you guys? What talks well, have
and
you
that,
had?
What you said, you suggested that, and we have documents suggesting that same panic situation button. But the problem with that is that when you put all of these into these maxis and them, and you expect the relevant authorities to respond, sometimes you will have a situation where the response is not adequate or that they have excuse for not responding. I could tell you this. Mm-hmm. My counterpart in Yellow Band, them went ahead and put in some capabilities on the compound to link to other response units. And to this date, the unit, or what the capabilities they're putting in, it seems to them that is money that wasn't well spent. But it was well spent for the purpose, but the purpose is not being achieved because it's not being in use. And the problem I will make this call away from I being a maxi taxi operator, mm-hmm. The problem I, in my respectful view, is that we have allowed the firearm situation to get out of hand, and we know for a fact that it is the tool or the equipment or the weapon of choice to do crime. Why we are not getting serious with dealing with that?
You know, I wanted to ask you something, but I don't want to alert citizens. I will tell you the question, but I don't want you to answer. I wanted to ask you if you're aware of any of your maxi taxi operators carrying FUL licenses, you know, if they have. And I figure if bandits know these maxi drivers have that, they may target it. So I don't want you to answer. But I am hoping that the job that they're doing, it reaches a stage where people are coming home late and they are uncertain if they're going to get a maxi taxi at City Gate. We watched earlier this year, or was it late last year, a group of fellas walking onto the compound of City Gate where the maxi taxi operators are and brutally attacking people and robbing people in City Gate. Where are the transit officers who's supposed to be securing that? What is PTSD doing to assist you guys, the operators there, that they wanted at one time to charge you all? Have you all gotten adequate security for the passengers and citizens that traverse that main hub on a daily basis? What about the cleanliness in the area? Have those things been addressed, Mr. Knight?
Well, some of it have been addressed. And I can tell you, up to weekend Sunday, the maxi drivers, particularly members of the Rutu Maxi Taxi Association, we had a cream up drive. And if you come in City Gate, you will see City Gate, especially down to the back and even the base, and passengers who travel, they could call in and attest to this.
Okay.
City Gate is looking clean because of the effort of the membership Sunday going, including myself. We came out with walkers, we came out with rakes, we came out with spray can, and we gave City Gate a thorough cleaning. And mind you, with the assistance of PTSD, The garbage that we collect and the rubber that we collect, we placed it in the bin, and the bin is empty today from the assistant of PTSD through the general manager and the other operations manager at PTSD. And I can say this for now. Thus far, we have a very good cordial relation with the management of PTSD thus far going forward. In relation to those aspects of having issues ironed out with us here in City Gate to our extent. But we might be on a different side of the fence where it comes to boiling to the direct management of City Gate, where the association has a vision to go in that direction. And we have some little issues to work out with ourselves, PTSD, and the Ministry of Works and Transport, where that is concerned. But we're going ahead and fight to get those issues trashed out.
There's a couple of things I want to chat with you on as we get set for the next 15 minutes or so with this interview. One of the things I want to ask you, seeing that the association is such a forward-thinking association, what ideas have you all come up with? And whom have you all been speaking to in terms of the police service, especially the transit, for your security and the safety of passengers that use the route day in, day out, especially in the late evenings and late nights?
Well, let me give you a little history. As I said, when Maxis came about and started to operate on the bus route, we had that concern from the inception.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a unit that was formed to address and assist with that problem, which is the transit unit.
Mm.
What happens, to the best of my knowledge, the transit unit seems to be a platform to elevate yourself. So what has happened? It will have officers coming into the unit, and because for whatever reason, best known to them, they have always fallen short, as they say, manpower and resources. Maybe the discussion, maybe you have to go further to see how could assist that unit, if it need restructuring, if it need reassigning, I don't know. That is for the thinkers to think, but the unit was formed to assist in the same very thing that you were saying just now. And sometimes we just get a little assistance, and sometimes it does fall by the wayside. The unit probably needs to get a proper overhaul at this point in time. But again, I'm saying, like, you have a crystal ball and you're baiting me down that line, and I don't want to make too much a comment on the unit, because we have had some situation just recently where the reaction, and I will talk it in, the reaction for we asking for assistance in certain areas was a total day of policing in Citygate.
You know, that sounds good, eh?
And that total day of policing was not targeted in the realm that you are speaking of, in terms of safety and security for the commuters and the drivers. It was targeting in a different light. But maybe we will sit down and address that and get a tweak, because with all fairness, it seems to have some in the unit willing to cooperate and work and lend the assistance. But again, in Trinidad, we have some little tweaking here and there too.
I appreciate that coming from you. Other concerns and other things that I noted is that maxi taxi operators have taken the liberty of putting cameras. So we are seeing in some instances in real time what is happening on the bus if an incident does occur. We see it come out on the social media, and I believe that could serve as evidence that we could pass on to the authorities for some sort of prosecution. Here's another cause for concern. While crime is at the forefront, I am still worried about the transfer of passes to other individuals. When you become of age where you can no longer ply the trade for hire, but the mortgage on the bus still exists, what is happening? How far have you all gotten with where that is concerned?
Could you drift your camera lower down? Not in a manner that I'm speaking to be anyway jokey, because I really believe you have a crystal ball on your table. I'm telling you. Because again, the problem with that, as you know, recently we heightened our awareness with that with our members, and we even had protests and so forth where that is concerned by the ministry. They treated with some. Right now, presently, the ministry stand with that is that if you go as a driver to put in an application for that transfer plan, they're telling you they're not taking any application. I had a guy last night who was talking to me, who is a driver for years, diligently work. He is in a medical condition right now, and he had application in that ministry for 2 years, and his son and himself went and followed up that application just yesterday. They tell him that they can't find the application, and he say, well, okay, if I can't find the application, I'm willing to reapply. They tell him, no, they're not taking no application.
Wow.
And I am serious and passionate about this, and I'm going on record, and I made the call to the members just recently, up to yesterday, that we are going to ramp up and intensify this, because it is not fair play. It is not fair across the board in terms of our sector, which is the best practice. Other sectors are able to transfer their business, and for the business to carry on, the law of succession applies to them, but it does not apply to us, because the ministry at this point in time seems to be, at the end of the day, that it is not relevant for us. We is nobody. Yeah, that is how I see it, right? And it breaks my heart to hear people bedridden on the dying, see that they give 30, 40 years of service to this country in that manner, and know that the little that they had to be a safety net for the family to pass on after they work so hard is being pulled. The rug is being pulled and tear completely from under them. It is heartbreaking.
What are some of the challenges these operators, these maxi taxi drivers face when they do not have the bus route license or bus route authorization to ply their trade for hire? What are some of the challenges?
Well, it's a few parts, because if you enter it knowing that you would not be able to, sometimes that does be a challenge that you could get your vehicle repossessed, obviously, because if you can't meet commitments in paying your loan and financing your loan, there is problems there. It doesn't even go so far that sometimes you get emasculated as a man, because a man, divine, godly assignment is to provide for his family. That is your God-given right. A man in the home, God-given role is to provide for his family. And when you cannot do that, you have felt emasculated as a man.
Well said.
And that day, rippling effects, even psychological effects to a man.
Mm-hmm. Well said. I understand that thoroughly. I mean,
so my issue, as I'm saying, we're living in Trinidad. The law, the constitution is for everyone, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. If for some reason you have an issue where you feel that this should not apply to this sector, let me have proper consultation, point out the gray areas, and let me get some legal minds involved where we could get a common ground to eliminate some of your concerns and get it moving. But for you to take a position that you're not going to take an entertain application, it is totally unfair. And I will even go on further and say this. The ministry seems that they operate in this manner where them choose what them want. All right, you're not taking applications for somebody applying for the transfer of the pass to the next of kin, but you're taking applications for people who are applying for a new bus route pass, where you know right now, if you do that, the people will be on a waiting list for 5 years and 6 years and 7 years.
It is
a quota system. If you,
That's the duration I want somebody who's getting into this business. That is the wait period, 5 and 6 years?
I am living testimony of one of that.
So how are you
and
supposed
I'm saying
to...
we are not quota system.
How are you supposed to pay back your loan? How are you supposed to pay back your loan if it is you take out money? Let's say you retiring from the business. You have no sons that willing. And I decide to buy your bus, Mr. Knight. I buy over your bus. I buy your rights. And I, Davy Murray, coming to ply this trade for hire on the priority bus route now to run Maxi East to West. What are you telling me? My name, even though I buy the rights and I legally acquire the bus from you, I have to go for a 6 year period, hit and miss on
that.
On a waiting list,
and it varies. They will acknowledge your application, and you have to go on a waiting list. And when one become available, they will give you. The problem with that is that the system has worked in this manner for so long that it is overburdened. And what you need to do, if you study the airport system, you study the hire system, you even study other system outside, is once it's a quota system, you have a close-off period. And when the system able to make passes available, you open up that and say, hey, here we're going on. It have passes available. We will be entertaining applicants for the next 6 months on a first close come basis. Let me just draw a reference to your job. Where you working, it does have opening from time to time for different positions. It doesn't be open indefinite.
No.
Well, and so what is the big difference?
But here what I have my thought on this, right? I am buying your bus. You are coming off. I purchase your bus. Your pass mm-hmm. now, you no longer have need for that. I am now buying right. over your rights to your bus. I take your rights, put it on a bus. Brenton Knights is no longer operating because I buy the rights. I own it now. Then your pass becomes available to me. That position can be transitioned to me because I am now going to pick up that position and ply the trade for hire. How difficult is that?
The ministry does not want to entertain that. Them wants to entertain it. The circumstance that the pass be returned to the ministry and then make it available to facilitate the waiting list that them have. And you now have to go on that waiting list. Them does not want the pass to be transferred from individual to individual. Them want, a matter of fact, not the one, them included a condition and that condition provision that the pass is the property of the Ministry of Works and Transportation. That is a little gray area. We will try to treat that as we go along.
my final thought with you this afternoon is one as it relates to the governments. Have this problem persist in previous governments? Or meaning that from one government, one regime to the next, now down to this regime, have this problem persisted since then? Or is it that those that the situation had evolved before, it's now overburdened and it needs a revamp? What is the situation? How easy was it before?
Well, you're right on two counts, and I'll give it two scenarios, right? And you're right on the both counts. It is a situation for probably almost 30 years, the same, not able to come to a proper understanding of the PBR mm-hmm. pass in terms of transfer. It has revolved. At a point in time, they used to transfer, then they come and they stop. At a point in time, they didn't have it at the property of the Ministry of Works and Transport. They slip it in on our condition. Nobody never really challenged it. No, they're using that and they're trying to use that in our manner. So it is something that has evolved and ballooned to where it is here now, that really and truly we're looking at it at from a closer perspective, that we feel we have a good challenge and a good fight to get it resolved. But they're going to take a fight because they're putting up resistance, and we just probably have to see, maybe worst case scenario, it end up in the courts, which we hoping that they don't. But again, that sometimes is the option that you're left with. Most of the issues that pass and Citygate in terms of security and safety. Citygate is a 30-something-year-old issue. When we left, but when we came in here on the pretense that after 6 months, the BEC would have trained us to be able to manage our own affairs. Had that been done, and we were successful in that, the infrastructure in terms of safety and security on the landscape of Citygate would have been totally different. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We had to go to court to get the users fee removed because the court, and when, in our view, it was wrong for our competitors to charge a users fee for us where nobody else was being charged to use a taxi stand.
That
was vindicated in the court.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. So Citygate is a 30-something-year-old issue. And we are still, and I could tell you this, we have a draft proposal up at the Ministry of Works and Transport for over 10 years. A draft proposal management at Citygate, where we saying that we're willing to partner with the powers that be in terms of managing our own affairs. And it is not something that you have to reinvent the wheel. Go by Yellow Band, Route 1, they manage their own affairs on the compound, and the safety and security is in their hands, and they have camera system with a certain level of technology and capability because they are managing their own affairs. And when you watch the scale of Route 1 compared to the scale and the volume of Route 2, it is about almost 6 to 7 times in magnitude.
Wow.
But there seems to be something, I don't know what it is, that is trying to hinder the progress and the development of Route 2 in the aspect of what we see is best for the citizenry, the public purse, the commuters, the operators, and Trinidad and Tobago by extension. I mentioned the public purse, so that means we're putting up our hand that way we will be able to contribute to ease the burden on the public purse.
Mr. Knights, I want to thank you very much for chatting with me for the past 34 minutes to be exact. You know, I don't want you to be a stranger. If time permits me, later on this afternoon, I probably will touch base with you again and we will revisit some other areas. But we got to take that pause right now, and I will be in touch with you in the not too distant future. I'll have my producer reach out. Thank you so much for highlighting those issues.
I will be driving the rest of the evening, so
all right. So what will happen, I would like you to keep your radio on 106.5 FM. Because I'm not going to let it die uneasy. We're going to continue to invite the callers to tell me what is happening on that area. So we'll keep the conversation alive. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it, and thanks very much. And do appreciate you and your radio station. And the time, do appreciate.
Thank you so much. Have yourself a safe one out there.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.